I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
About to be a great night.
Feeling good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now. Back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Hancock, Kelly, Late Night. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll take you through to 10 o'clock where you'll have the news with Shawn Michael, who joins us in studio right now.
One
Hello,
of the all-time greats.
Shawn Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Have you always gone by both names, Shawn Michael?
Yeah, my mother named me that. Shawn Michael Lyle, and that's what I've always been. When I was a kid.
Irish?
Oh, yeah, Shawn Michael Lyle. Yeah, my father's side is from Cork McSherry in Southern Ireland, and my mother's side's from Galway.
Wow. So you're like the real deal.
Yeah, nothing but Irish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is your bride also Irish?
No. She's German and English.
Oh, all right.
A pioneer and Mormon pioneer. She was raised in a Mormon family, so she's
wow.
Mormon pioneer.
Yeah. I'm Michael Shawn.
Really?
Yeah, Michael yeah. Shawn Kelly.
S-E-A-N?
S-E-A-N.
Oh, well, I'm glad you don't misspell it like a lot of people.
No, and I spell Kelly the right way, too, as opposed to this other Kelly around here. He spells it K-E-L-L-Y. Yeah. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, Lyle is L-I-S-L-E.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, which, of course, I mean, there's Lyle, Illinois, but other than that, yeah. I always tell people S-E-A-N and then L-I-S-L-E and M-I-C-H. Seen Mitchell Lisley. I say it's Irish. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
That's my explanation.
You got some stuff going on there. That's well, we wanted to bring you in tonight and ask a very important question.
So I'm wondering if this is a generational thing,
right?
Because I do not do what I'm about to describe to you guys.
Right.
But younger people that I work with do this, and I'm curious as to whether or not either of you've done this.
Right.
If I were to say to you, hey, guys, I'm going to take you out for dinner on Wednesday night. We're going to go to, I don't know, Paul Mano's.
Let's go.
And we all agreed that we're going to go.
Yeah.
Do you look at the menu ahead of time on where you're going? Do you check the menu out to see what's on the menu prior to arriving, or do you wait until they put the menu in front of you?
I wait until they put it in front of me, and then if I figure out that I shouldn't have gone there, then I just kind of feel bad about it.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, if you're going to a place like Palmano's, there's going to be stuff off the menu. They come out to the table there, and they say, you know, we've got the huta hata hute tonight, you know, and the matcha bucha tachi, and, you know.
Well, it's sense of discovery, I think.
Yes.
So much of the enjoyment is sense of discovery.
Yes.
But if you research everything too much, then you're going to get really good at researching things, but not very good at living life.
Thank you, guys.
There you go.
But these young folks I work with, well, here we got Matt Pajeski.
Yeah,
Matt,
PJ,
you're 20, what are you, 27?
22.
22?
Yeah.
When you're going to go to a restaurant for the first time that you haven't been to, do you examine the menu prior to arrival?
No.
Okay. Nice.
He's
an old soul, though.
Yeah, he's
PJ
a very old soul.
I mean, I like to know what kind of restaurant we're going to. Like,
yeah.
But I'm not looking at the menu.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, so Palmano's, you figure it's going to be Italian, right?
Yeah.
So you don't.
But these young people I work with, you know, we'll have a retreat, right? And we're going to go to dinner at this place. Every one of them, when the menu comes, they don't even look. And I say, what's going on? And they're like, oh, we've already looked at the menu. I'm like, you've taken all the fun out of going to a restaurant.
Well, when I was in New Orleans with my wife, we went to this this place. And when we went in there, we thought, oh, this looks good. We went in there. And then we found out that me being with a woman, we were in the wrong place for that. And it was really interesting.
Oh, really?
It was very interesting that we were the only heterosexual people there.
In the whole place?
In the whole place, because it wasn't that kind of place.
Huh.
And this is in the Vucore, French Quarter. And it was like, we didn't fit, but that was so cool to accidentally stumble upon that. And
do you remember what you ordered?
No, I have no idea. Because we were just so caught up in the ambiance of the place. We would never have in our lives ever been in a place like that if not for that.
And you stumbled into it.
That we stumbled into it.
And
we weren't unwelcome or anything.
Of course. And so, Irish. What is your kind of cuisine that you prefer to eat beyond all others?
Well, now do keep in mind that I am from California, so it's a Bay Area. So I'm not a big meat eater.
Okay.
Which is actually, I don't drink beer and I don't eat beef, but it's not for health reasons. It's just
the way you are.
Well, for a couple of years, I just didn't eat any and drink any of it, and I lost my taste for it.
Right.
So it's an acquired taste. But I'm pretty simple. You know, chickens and you know, like a fettuccine, and I like Italian.
Yeah. There's no such thing as Irish cuisine, right?
Well, you got a boiled potato
and a six pack.
Exactly.
You got the stew out there. I mean, you got the Irish stew, right?
I think that's American. I mean, like corned beef and cabbage, for example, is American.
Yeah.
I went to an Irish restaurant in downtown Nashville.
Yeah.
And they saw, what is it, like Bachti or something like, I don't know, these weird things that I had no idea
they
were.
We went to...
But it was actual Irish food.
With the guys from England, the consular general.
Oh, we went down to the place in Soulard, John D. McGurk's.
Yeah, McGurk's.
Yeah, but that's just pub food.
Right.
Yeah, most of the pubs, you know, but a lot of the Irish places that I was at in Ireland had chicken tikka masala, which is an Indian dish, and they'd have American burgers.
Yeah.
Because the Irish food is really not that good. They just boil everything.
Right.
Boiled potato in a six-pack.
Yeah.
That's not a joke.
So, Sean Michael Lyle, if you're going to have the meal of your life, let's just let's think about this now. This is going to be the best meal you will ever have in your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to be?
Well, first of all, my wife will cook it.
Oh, now, hey.
No, that's a good
answer.
That's
some brumboni.
That's a good answer
right there.
Well, it's true. I come up with flavors, and she comes up with ways of cooking things. Don't get me wrong. She's not, you know, one of those real foodie types.
Yeah.
But just simple stuff. I'll give you an example. Something as simple as you take like bow tie pasta.
Yes.
Put a little robust flavored olive oil on it.
Yes, robust.
Yeah, kind of that robust flavored
olive oil. It's got to be robust.
Put some grated Parmesan cheese.
Oh, yes.
Little bit of the Italian seasoning breadcrumbs.
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah,
boom.
That's nice.
That's it.
Boom, and you're home. There you go. So now you started today because I heard you this afternoon. You got in here at what time?
I get here at just before 2 o'clock.
Yeah, okay. So you don't have dinner at home, obviously.
Well, we have dinner, basically, what would be dinner, we have that as lunch.
At noon?
Yeah.
Ish.
The 11, yeah. 12, yeah, uh-huh. 12 o'clock.
Now, what'd you have today?
Well, actually, similar to what I just described, we had... a ravioli, sausage ravioli with the olive oil and the parmesan, and then a salad.
So you get out of here tonight, and then what do you do to wind down? You don't eat again? You're just ready to go to sleep? And
you know what's really good?
What's that?
It's a little snack. Schnucks, you know, the apple cinnamon cereals?
Uh-huh. Yeah, right, yeah.
Schnucks has one that is the house brand of the the apple cinnamon O's, that is just perfect.
And you eat it dry.
Yeah, and just snack it. Just have a handful of that, a little cup of that, and it's just enough to quiet the stomach down. Oh.
Now, are you able to, so when I get off the air after a nighttime shift, I can't go to sleep right away.
Takes me an hour or two.
Yeah, you got to, because you're up and you got to wind. Do you have any trouble when you get home or?
No.
You're out.
No, I stay up for an hour or two as well.
Huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I do that too.
Because it sounds easy. Yeah, but you got to get up for this thing. Communicating and all of that.
You got to have a smile on your face when you're talking, and sometimes that takes a little effort.
Well, most of my career I was a morning guy.
You're right. Yeah.
The morning show. Yeah. So I would get up, even the job I had when Salt Lake City before here, I did the mornings. And so I would get up, at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And have coffee.
So this is a adjustment now.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Uh-huh.
It is. But it all works out okay. The hard part here though is And people who do similar jobs can really relate. I spend half the day preparing, and then my first newscast, except for days like today where I do some fill-in, my first newscast is halfway through the day.
Yeah.
And that's a little difficult. Now, getting here and doing the first newscast within the first hour, that is a lot easier.
That is Sean Michael Lyle. He's you've been here how long now?
Since 2 this afternoon. Just a year and a half.
A year and a half he's been here, and he's a big part of our newsroom, the biggest newsroom of any radio station in St. Louis. When we come back, it's What's Trending with Braxton Payne. We'll do that after this on KMOX.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things.
The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Quickly moving to the celebrity guest line, we go to our weekly visitor at this time, yes. Braxton Payne, for What's Trending. Hello, Braxton.
Good evening, gentlemen.
How are you?
Braxton
I'm
Payne,
doing that, well.
It kind of sounds like birthing contractions.
That would be Braxton Hicks contractions.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. But they apparently are painful, so,
yeah, right.
I mean... I'm actually not named after them, believe it or not.
That's
I'm
good.
Named after a football player. Yeah.
Oh, Jim Braxton.
Tyrone Braxton.
Oh.
Apparently he used to play for the Denver Broncos.
Huh.
So they took his last name, and that's what I...
Yeah, Jim Braxton was a running back for the Buffalo Bills. He was in the backfield with O.J. Simpson back in the day.
Mm.
Braxton, you're a curious soul because you were born and raised in St. Louis, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Your favorite baseball team is the?
St. Louis Cardinals.
Your favorite hockey team is the?
Colorado Avalanche.
Huh? Your favorite college football team is?
The Georgia Bulldogs.
And your favorite NFL team is?
Don't have one.
So how would it not be the Denver Broncos if you were named after one of the players?
Well, I mean, my dad is a diehard Oakland Raiders fan, and he will not say Las Vegas Raiders. It's still Oakland Raiders. He is a diehard Oakland Raiders fan, and till the time I was about probably 12 or 13, he had me convinced that Al Davis was my long-lost grandfather.
Well, that would explain a lot.
That man had quite an appearance about him.
Yes, he did.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, what's trending, Brax? Let's talk it.
So we have a couple options tonight. We have, you know, the Formula One race in a war zone. We have Death Row Meals. I'm sure you guys have already talked about Will Smith and the Oscars.
We have.
And then wedding traditions.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
I'm liking wedding traditions. Let's see what's trending out there.
So wedding traditions. So I was at a wedding this weekend, and we were all sitting around and we were talking about it, and I saw it on Twitter today, you know, some wedding traditions that were, you know, by like state or region. And so it got me thinking of, like, you know, in St. Louis, we seem to always have like this break in between weddings, you know, a Catholic mass at 12 or 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And then we have 3 or 4 hours until. Yeah, exactly. You go drink and you hang out and then you go to the reception. But I was doing like, I was looking through these wedding tradition things, and I think that's I could be wrong, but I think that's like a St. Louis thing. I was trying to find other places that do that. Have you guys experienced where there's a big break? Is it a Catholic thing?
Yeah, I think it's more of a Catholic thing because they have the noon weddings, you know, and I'm Protestant. So, you know, our weddings are like at 5:30 and then you go right to the reception and, you know, you have the open bar and then you sit down, you eat and then you dance and then you throw stuff and then you're done.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to a wedding that didn't have an open bar, though?
No.
Oh.
What do you mean? Didn't have an bar? Cash bar?
Yeah, I've been to a wedding once where it was a cash bar instead of an open bar because the bride and groom didn't drink.
Well, I guess I can understand that if you don't drink.
I've been to a wedding where they didn't serve any alcohol.
Yeah, I would prefer they not serve alcohol
if you gotta
than
pay
to have
it.
A...
Pay. Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, put on the invitation, BYOB.
Yeah.
Watch everybody wheel in their coolers to the wedding.
I've been to a wedding that was BYOB. Quite fun. Oh, yeah. It was the reception was at a park in St. Charles, that new park off 370. And he was like, listen, he goes, you guys can come. He goes, I'll have some, like, you know, Bush and Bush Light. But if you guys want other things, you can bring your own beer. And I was like, all right.
There you go. Bush and Bush Light. Doesn't get any better than that. What a festive celebration that would be. Let me ask you this. Are you finding now that more weddings are becoming venue-centric, where the wedding and the reception are taking place at the same venue as opposed to going to a church for the service and then a separate venue for the reception?
No, totally. And I think the most common thing is, like, so I had my wedding was like that. You know, we had it at 6 o'clock or, you know, 5:30, I don't even remember, and then right into the reception right afterwards, all in the same venue. I think a lot of that is you know, people are less religious, so it just is easier just to go right into the other thing. But I also say, too, one of the things that I'm noticing, I've been to several weddings over the past 3 years. I mean, and many of my friends are Catholic, and if they are Catholic, they opt for the non-full mass version. So yeah, it's, please, you know, a 30-minute ceremony without communion and all the other stuff.
Now, I like the weddings like yours, Braxton, where you go straight from the wedding to the reception. Most of my life, I've gone to weddings at noon, and then, like you said, you go, you know, half the crowd goes and gets snockered, and then shows up later. And it's easier just to make that commitment to an evening for a couple than a whole doggone day.
Yeah, and you came to my daughter's wedding.
I did. Yes. It was lovely, and we went straight from the wedding to the reception.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, that was a nice reception. That wasn't a BYOB. No cash bar there, man. Woo!
It was nice.
I heard good things about it. You know, I was surprised it wasn't in, you know, Town and Country magazine, from what I heard.
The Hancocks.
Well, I will say one thing about wedding tradition. So we were discussing this when we were, you know, at the six-hour break in between the wedding and the reception. And one of the things is, like, wedding traditions that, you know, you didn't want to do personally or that you think are kind of silly now. And I think mine is the cutting of the cake. I think that is just a, it's a weird tradition to me. It's like you cut it together and then the whole, like, spreading, you know, food on each other's face.
Shoving in each other's mouth. Yeah, but, I mean, that's weird.
If you don't cut the cake, nobody has cake.
Well, you cut the cake, but that's not what he's describing. What happens is there's this tradition where the couple goes up and holds a knife together.
They cut the cake.
Right, and then they put it out there, and then they feed each other a bite.
Yeah.
And then it turns into a circus.
It's a beautiful expression of oneness. Because what's happening in that moment, Michael, is that the two are becoming one.
All right.
And so you got Sally over here, and you got Joey over there. And now they get married, and they become one. And now they're coming to the cake together.
Right.
And they cut the cake, and they stick it in each other's mouth because they're one.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful expression.
Here's another tradition I don't like. I don't like all the single girls line up over here.
For the bouquet.
And we're going to toss the bouquet, and all the single guys come over here and grab the garter.
The garter.
Now, I'm a 47-year-old man. I'm single. And there I am with 23-year-olds. And by the way, what I do is I demur. Thank you. And then everybody, like, pressures you. You need to go out there. You need to go out there. And it's like, I'm going to stuff your head in a trash can.
As if this man would deny a 23-year-old garter. let me just say.
No, but you get my point. Just awkward being out there. And then they throw it up in the air. And then you get the drunk guy who, you know, comes from over the back of six other dudes and takes out half the crowd.
It's a beautiful
expression.
What about
you, John?
I love it. It's a beautiful expression. I mean,
which wedding tradition annoys you or I think should just be...
All of it. I like the little clanking of the glasses so that the bride and the groom kiss.
You probably are a guy who's mad that if they don't throw rice, because rice is traditional. And
rice out there, but of course you got bird problems with that. You know, now we're all becoming sensitive to what's happening to the poor birds with the rice.
Right.
Because the rice apparently gets in the bird's belly and it blows up and then the bird explodes in midair. It's not good.
Yeah, the other thing I will say before we move on, I will say one thing that also irritates me in general is when people read speeches off of their phone.
If you're going to read
a speech, print it.
I'm glad you bring that up because I get annoyed with local TV reporters when they're standing out and, you know, reporting on something. And I get it. They're taking their notes and stuff. But they're standing there scrolling through their phone as they're telling you
what the news.
Yeah, telling you the news because it just looks.
In the good old days, people used to stand up and speak. You know, it comes out of the heart. It comes out up through the heart, through the neck there, and out of the mouth.
I don't think Rick Hummel is sitting at an interview typing into his phone. No. I think he's scratching it out on a little pad
right? Or it's up in the old noodle. I mean, that's...
I will say one thing about these local news reporters now, too, is they're like one-man crews. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's true.
Good point.
You know, I'm seeing the other, you know, they have to set up their own cameras. The other day I was watching one of the local news stations here, and it was the night, it was really windy, and the guy was holding his umbrella and he's live on air and it looks like he's about to become like Mary Poppins. And he's trying, and you can tell he's trying to, he has his feet, I don't remember what the word, but he was like trying to keep the camera from tipping over with his feet. So he's leaning back and he looks like he's just swaying in the thing. And then he's trying to read his notes all at the same time. And I felt so sorry for him. I'm like, just get the segment over. And then the anchor back asked him a follow-up question. I was like, oh, this poor guy's literally going to
Yeah,
go
but come on. That's just buddies messing with each other. You know, if you were standing out in the wind and your umbrella was about to fly away and the camera's falling down, I'm going to keep asking you questions just to make you uncomfortable, right?
Wow.
Totally. You totally would do that. I believe that.
Well, that is what's trending. And Braxton, you've done it again. Thank you so much for your time. And we appreciate your insight and your contact with current culture.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to y'all next week.
Right. See you, Rex.
When we come back, Michael.
Yes.
We're going to ride a little bull.
Oh, yeah.
Right here.
Bull.
On Camo X.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Kind of fancy myself as a man of the rural grounds.
I thought you were going to say you fancy yourself as the man in black.
No.
Because that's who this is.
You know, in my heart,
John.
I have a rural background in my heart. There's Johnny Cash.
Love him.
So we're talking to PJ over here. Matt Pajeski, our great broadcast
We're the only
engineer.
People who call him PJ, by the way. When we walk around the station, we're like, oh, yeah, you guys got PJ tonight. Yeah. And everybody's like, who's PJ?
I mean, I think we all agree after these many weeks.
No, Pajeski's it.
PJ's the best.
Yeah.
So PJ was regaling us over the break with a story about riding the bull.
Yeah, the mechanical bull. Let me clarify.
Where were you and what happened?
This was Saturday night at Ballpark Village. Ooh. You know, they've got all their different bars and restaurants uh-huh. there.
There
this
you
was
are.
PBR. It's Professional Bull Riders.
Ooh.
Oh. They've got a mechanical bull. Yeah. It doesn't even cost anything extra. You just walk right on up.
You can get on the bull without putting a quarter.
You got to put on chaps and stuff?
You don't have to put on chaps, but you do have to sign a waiver on an iPad.
Like, if I hurt myself, it's all on me?
So you get, so you're there.
I'm there.
And you get on the bull.
I hop on the bull.
And then?
My buddies are looking at me.
Did you have some liquid courage?
I did. Oh, yeah. I couldn't just walk up there with nothing in me. So, I had already seen my friend do it. He lasted about 30 seconds. So I'm thinking,
seconds?
I gotta be 30 seconds.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I hold on, and you can't do two hands. That's cheating.
Oh.
You gotta put one hand up
in the air.
Like a real horn. Cowboy. They call that the horn.
There you go. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't even know that.
Kelly.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that's the horn of the saddle. That's when you're rural, such as myself, you know these things.
Okay.
So now, did you grab the horn with the left hand or the right hand?
The right hand.
The right hand, so the left hand is up. All
right. That's right.
Okay.
So
this, here we go.
It starts moving. You know, it doesn't start off full bore right away. You know, it kind of warms up. And with the first jolt, I'm thinking, this is way harder than it looked. Even the first one kind of shook me out. I'm like,
no stirrups.
No
stirrups.
No.
So now, are you holding on? Are you squeezing real tight
squeezing
with your legs?
Squeezing my legs.
You're pinching it closed. Yeah.
Holding. You know, I got a white knuckle grip on the
on the horn.
On the horn.
On the horn.
And you know, it's got I don't know how many different combinations of motions and gyrations, but
well, the bull. You know, they go forward and they go backward and they go up and they go down. And they go sideways. They go diagonally. Well,
that's some insightful stuff you're laying down there.
That's what they
Hancock.
Do. I mean, it's a bull. So you go on.
Well, so, I mean, it starts off not so bad. I mean, I am thinking this is a little harder than it looks. And then all of a sudden,
bam,
it just starts spinning.
Oh,
and I let go, and I'm like, I don't fall off instantly. I'm kind of like spinning like on top of the bowl without, you know, not even hanging on to anything.
The
and then,
horn is no longer being grasped.
Oh, I have a feeling you're about to get bucked.
And then finally, topple over. And
boom.
At least, you know, they've got the inflatable, you know, padding around, so I'm not, you know, hitting my head on anything, but I get right back up. You know, I don't want to look like a fool, so I...
How long did you last on the bull?
I think it was a little over 30 seconds.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
I mean, that's
And,
that,
and
that's
are there
good.
People watching, and are you getting cheers?
People
or?
Are watching. They're kind of half watching. They're really just there to watch their friends do it, and then I think...
Oh, everybody's waiting for the girls to get on the bull.
Yeah,
let's be honest. Yeah. Everybody, when the guy gets on, they're like, oh, this will be fun.
You
okay,
know, I
whatever.
I don't... You know, I don't like to talk.
This ought to be good.
But there's an art to this thing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so a lot of people, you know, you, that was probably your first experience,
yep.
PJ.
It was my first rodeo.
And so,
it was your first rodeo. Yeah. Well done.
So, well done. A lot of people.
Good joke.
A lot of people think, you know, you get on the bull there, and there's an art to it. Uh-huh. And what you've got to do, so the grasping of the horn, so you don't want to come straight down on the horn. No. Yeah, you got to get to the side of the horn, and
okay.
you know, and you got to wrap the fingers.
Kind of like cock that arm around
it. What you want to do is you want to have three fingers with the pinky free.
Okay.
And the pinky actually vitally important in this enterprise because you're going to press that pinky down on the saddle while you're grasping the horn with the other three fingers.
Okay.
And of course, your thumb.
And
then you know the bull has got the rounded sides, you know, because they're kind of chubby, and. And so you can't actually get your full foot under, but what you can do is so if you're using your right mm-hmm. hand, for example,
okay.
on the horn,
yeah,
you
yeah.
want to take your left foot.
Okay.
And you want to take your foot and you want to bend your foot into the underbelly of the bull.
Okay.
So now you've got a counterbalance. So you've got the left foot and the right hand, and that is what holds you in place.
Did you YouTube then, this, or then, have you ridden a bull before?
I'm a man of the rural.
Clearly.
Yeah.
When I think, you know, yeehaw, I think Hancock.
Yeah. And so. And
you then, weren't wearing cowboy boots the other day.
Yeah, I know it. And you've got to rock with the bull. You can't uh-huh. just let the bull do all the motion.
Yeah, you've got to roll with it like it's a wave, right?
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
I'm with you.
Yes. Uh-huh. So you got the foot cocked, you got the hand on the horn, and if you do it just right, you can last for, you know, 15, 20 minutes on that thing.
No, you can't. Come on. Have you ever been to a bar that has a mechanical bull in it?
I'm sure I have.
I don't know that I ever have. Huh. You say there's one in Ballpark Village.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been there. I mean, I've been to Ballpark Village, but I've never been to the
where's
place.
Where's the bull?
Where's the bull?
Oh, it's upstairs. You know? The bull is
so
upstairs.
PBR is what it's called.
Okay. Is it a part of the new part of the Ballpark Village, or is it a part of the where the stage and all that?
It's where the stage is.
Really?
Oh.
The second level. No idea they had a bull riding there. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could challenge each other to a bull ride.
Let's go. I'm in.
Not tonight. I'm not riding a bull tonight.
No, not tonight.
Do you realize that we are liable to hurt ourselves if we did this?
No, buddy, if you know what you're doing.
Okay, John, I get that, but could you imagine if we have to file for workers' comp because we wanted to do a radio bit?
You can't get workers' comp. Maybe with the radio we could.
Well, we're doing a radio bit. We wouldn't be doing this for our own enjoyment. We'd be doing it to be able to come back and talk about it.
But we don't make enough here to qualify for workers' comp. That would have to be
our real job,
doing, you know, political consulting.
What, slipping on a banana?
And as a political consultant, if you can't ride a little bull once in a while, then what good are you?
That's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We got more. Listen to this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
More cowbell.
Nice.
One of the greatest Saturday Night Live skits ever. They're playing this song, right? And Will Ferrell is standing there with the cowbell. And who is it? It's Christopher Walken. He comes in and he says, I need more cowbell. And everybody's annoyed at Will Ferrell.
Huh, this is a Blue Oyster Cult.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
You see the drummer for the Foo Fighters passed?
I did see that.
Taylor Hawkins.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about him, but apparently it was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Younger, right?
Right, young, 50 years old, was in the conversation as one of the greater drummers out
really?
There right now, yeah.
Huh.
He, interesting, right? Because Dave Grohl, who's the lead singer of the Foo Fighters, was the drummer for Nirvana.
I did not know that.
And then, of course, Kurt Cobain killed himself. And Dave Grohl went through this massive mourning period and then came and started the Foo Fighters, who, boy, they have a ton of music. You just don't realize how much. The fact that the other night at the hockey game, every song they played for except the Take Me Home Country Road song, which makes no sense to me why we played
that
in
song.
St. Louis.
John Denver sings that song.
Sweet Home, or what is it?
Take Me Home Country Roads.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
We're in St. Louis. West Virginia is 1,500 miles from here.
Yeah.
Well, why are we playing that song?
Mountain Mama.
Yeah, Take Me Home.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, he was the drummer there, and then, you know, now Dave Grohl's dealing with this again. And they just recently made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were inducted by?
I don't know.
Paul McCartney.
I know nothing about the Foo Fighters.
Foo. F-O-O.
Foo Fighters. I know nothing about them either.
No, they're excellent. You'd like them. Listen to this. Here's what happened to me.
Yeah?
This week, I had to fill up my gas tank.
Okay.
And rarely do I ever let the gas tank get all the way to the end.
I never do.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm at a place right now in my life where I don't have to drive that far. My life kind of is compacted between Forest Park and downtown.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I may go 2 weeks before I have to put gas into my tank. I know that sounds crazy because I used to do it like every other day.
Yeah.
But I paid $70 for a full.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Oh, yeah. You know, I kind of fancy myself as a man of the rural grounds.
I thought you were going to say you fancy yourself as the man in black.
No.
Because that's who this is.
You know, in my heart,
John.
I have a rural background in my heart. There's Johnny Cash.
Love him.
So we're talking to PJ over here. Matt Pajeski, our great broadcast.
We're the only
engineer.
People who call him PJ, by the way. When we walk around the station, we're like, oh, yeah, you guys got PJ tonight. Yeah. And everybody's like, who's PJ?
I mean, I think we all agree after these many weeks.
No, Pajeski's it.
PJ's the best.
Yeah.
So PJ was regaling us over the break with a story about riding the bull.
Yeah, the mechanical bull. Let me clarify.
Where were you and what happened?
This was Saturday night at Ballpark Village. Ooh. You know, they've got all their different bars and restaurants there.
There
this
you
was
are.
PBR. It's Professional Bull Riders.
Ooh.
Oh. They've got a mechanical bull. Yeah. It doesn't even cost anything extra. You just walk right on up.
You can get on the bull without putting the quarter.
You got to put on chaps and stuff?
You don't have to put on chaps, but you do have to sign a waiver on an iPad.
Like, if I hurt myself, it's all on me?
So you get, so you're there.
I'm there.
And you get on the bull.
I hop on the bull.
And then?
My buddies are looking at me.
Did you have some liquid courage?
I did. Oh, yeah. I couldn't just walk up there with nothing in me. So, I had already seen my friend do it. He lasted about 30 seconds. So I'm thinking,
seconds?
I gotta be 30 seconds.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah. So I hold on, and you can't do two hands. That's cheating.
Oh.
You gotta put one hand up
in the air.
Like a real horn. Cowboy. They call that the horn.
There you go. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah, I
didn't
even
know
that.
Kelly.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that's the horn of the saddle. That's when you're rural, such as myself, you know these things.
Okay.
So now, did you grab the horn with the left hand or the right hand?
The right hand.
The right hand, so the left hand is up. All right.
That's right.
Okay.
So
this, here we go.
It starts moving. You know, it doesn't start off full bore right away. You know, it kind of warms up. And with the first jolt, I'm thinking, this is way harder than it looked. Even the first one kind of shook me out. I'm like,
no stirrups.
No.
No stirrups.
No.
So now are you holding on? Are you squeezing real tight with your legs?
Squeezing my legs.
Pinching it closed. Yeah.
Holding, I got a white knuckle grip
On the horn.
And, it's got I don't know how many different combinations of motions and gyrations, but.
Well, the bull, they go forward and they go backward and they go up and they go down and they go sideways. They go diagonally. Well,
that's some insightful stuff you're laying down there,
that's what they
Hancock.
Do. I mean, it's a bull. So you go on.
Well, so, I mean, it starts off not so bad. I mean, I am thinking this is a little harder than it looks. And then all of a sudden,
bam,
it just starts spinning.
Oh,
and I let go, and I'm like, I don't fall off instantly. I'm kind of like spinning like on top of the bull with about, not even hanging on to anything.
The
and then,
horn is no longer being grasped.
Oh, I have a feeling you're about to get bucked.
And then finally, topple over. And
boom.
At least, they've got the inflatable, padding around, so I'm not, hitting my head on anything, but I get right back up. I don't want to look like a fool, so I...
How long did you last on the bull?
I think it was a little over 30 seconds.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
I mean, that's
And,
that,
and
that's
are there
good.
People watching, and are you getting cheers?
People
or?
Are watching. They're kind of half watching. They're really just there to watch their friends do it, and then I think...
Oh, everybody's waiting for the girls to get on the bull.
Yeah,
let's be honest. Everybody, when the guy gets on, they're like, oh, this will be fun.
I don't... I don't like to talk.
This ought to be good.
But there's an art to this thing.
Uh-huh.
And, a lot of people, that was probably your first experience, PJ.
It was my first rodeo.
And so,
it was your first rodeo. Yeah. Well done.
So
well
a
done.
Lot of people.
Good joke.
A lot of people think, you get on the bull there. And there's an art to it.
Uh-huh.
And what you've got to do... So the grasping of the horn, so you don't want to come straight down on the horn. No. Yeah, you got to get to the side of the horn and, and you got to wrap the fingers.
Kind of like cock that arm around
it. What you want to do is you want to have three fingers with the pinky free.
Okay.
And the pinky actually vitally important in this enterprise because you're going to press that pinky down on the saddle while you're grasping the horn with the other three fingers.
Okay.
And of course, your thumb.
Uh-huh.
And then, the bull has got the rounded sides, because they're kind of chubby. and so you can't actually get your full foot under, but what you can do is if you're using your right hand, for example, on the horn,
you
want to take your left foot.
Okay.
And you want to take your foot and you want to bend your foot into the underbelly of the bull.
Okay.
So now you've got a counterbalance. So you've got the left foot and the right hand. And that is what holds you in place.
Did you YouTube this, or have you ridden a bull before?
I'm a man of the rural.
Clearly.
Yeah.
When I think, yeehaw, I think Hancock.
Yeah, and so. And
you weren't wearing cowboy boots the other day.
Yeah, I know it. And you've got to rock with the bull. You can't just let the bull do all the motion.
Yeah, you've got to roll with it like it's a wave, right?
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
I'm with you.
Yes. Uh-huh. So you got the foot cocked, you got the hand on the horn, and if you do it just right, you can last for you know, 15, 20 minutes on that thing.
No, you can't. Come on. Have you ever been to a bar that has a mechanical bull in it?
I'm sure I have.
I don't know that I ever have. Huh. You say there's one in Ballpark Village.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been there. I mean, I've been to Ballpark Village, but I've never been to the
where's
place.
Where's the bull?
Where's the bull?
Oh, it's upstairs. You know? The bull is
so
upstairs.
PBR is what it's called.
Okay. Is it a part of the new part of the Ballpark Village, or is it a part of the where the stage and all that?
It's where the stage is.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
The I had level. No idea they had a bull ride in there.
See there? Anyway,
maybe walk, we could challenge right each other to
let's
a bull
go.
Ride.
Let's go. I'm in.
Not
I'm
tonight. In. I'm not riding a bull tonight.
No, not tonight.
Do you realize that we are liable to hurt ourselves if we did this?
No, buddy, if you know what you're doing.
Okay, John, I get that, but could you imagine if we have to file for workers' comp because we wanted to do a radio bit?
You can't get workers' comp. Maybe with the radio we could.
Well, we're doing a radio bit. We wouldn't be doing this for our own enjoyment. We'd be doing it to be able to come back and talk about it.
But we don't make enough here to qualify for workers' comp. That would have to be
our real job,
doing, you know, political consulting.
What, slipping on a banana?
And as a political consultant, if you can't ride a little bull once in a while, then what good are you?
That's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We got more. Listen to this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On Kingdom OX.
More cowbell.
Nice.
One of the greatest Saturday Night Live skits ever. They're playing this song, right? And Will Ferrell is standing there with the cowbell. And who is it? It's Christopher Walken. He comes on and he says, I need more cowbell. And everybody's annoyed at Will Ferrell.
Huh, this is a Blue Oyster Cult.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
You see the drummer for the Foo Fighters passed?
I did see that.
Taylor Hawkins.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about him, but apparently it was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Younger, right?
Right, young, 50 years old, was in the conversation as one of the greater drummers out
really?
There right now, yeah.
Huh.
He, interesting, right? Because Dave Grohl, who's the lead singer of the Foo Fighters, was the drummer for Nirvana.
I did not know that.
And then, of course... Kurt Cobain killed himself, and Dave Grohl went through this massive mourning period, and then came and started the Foo Fighters, who, boy, they have a ton of music. You just don't realize how much. The fact that the other night at the hockey game, every song they played for except the Take Me Home Country Road song, which makes no sense to me why we played
that
in
song.
St. Louis.
John Denver sings that song.
Sweet Home, or what is it?
Take Me Home Country Roads.
West Virginia. We're in St. Louis. West Virginia is 1,500 miles from here.
Yeah.
Well, why are we playing that song?
Mountain Mama.
Yeah, Take Me Home.
Uh-huh.
So anyway... He was the drummer there, and then, you know, now Dave Grohl's dealing with this again. And they just recently made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were inducted by?
I don't know.
Paul McCartney.
I know nothing about the Foo Fighters.
Foo. F-O-O.
Foo
Fighters.
I know nothing about them either.
No, they're excellent. You'd like them. Listen to this. Here's what happened to me.
Yeah?
This week, I had to fill up my gas tank.
Okay.
And rarely do I ever let the gas tank get all the way to the end.
I never do.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm at a place right now in my life where I don't have to drive that far. My life kind of is compacted between Forest Park and downtown. So I may go 2 weeks before I have to put gas into my tank. I know that sounds crazy because I used to do it like every other day.
Yeah.
But I paid $70 for a full tank of gas.
Yeah.
7-0.
So you were almost empty then.
Yeah, I think it took over 17, 18 gallons of gas.
What was the price?
I think it was $4.01 or something like that.
Is it that high?
Yeah.
Huh. You know, I never...
I'm with you. You got to pay it no matter what it is.
I never look at the price. I mean, I could not tell you. I just filled up yesterday. I couldn't tell you how much it was.
Ditto. But I can't tell you because you got to pay it. It is what it is. But it's kind of like when you go to the grocery store, I don't really pay attention to what... things cost because I'm single.
Had this conversation over the weekend. So my sister-in-law was in, and she was in from Kansas City, and she was visiting, and so her husband they were out of milk, and they went to get milk, and she said it was like four something a gallon.
Uh-huh.
And
sounds right to me.
I have no idea. So I had just bought a gallon of milk that day.
Uh-huh.
And she said, well, what'd you pay for it? I said, I have no idea. There was milk there, and I put it in the cart, and I was in with all the other stuff that I had.
I usually can tell when prices are out of whack when I get to checkout.
The checkout, yeah.
Yeah, and stuff usually, this should be about $60.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're selling you $100.
$110.
Yeah, and you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it has gotten bad, because I went on over the weekend, and we had family in, so I bought like a dozen hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
And dozen hamburgers, couple of, blah, blah, blahs, and some pickles.
Right.
And milk. It was like $110. I thought, wow.
What's going on?
What's
right?
the matter with this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So being by myself, I mean, it's not like, I don't spend that much money.
You're
at
not entertaining
stores.
A bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I went to go buy
That's
chicken
why you got
breasts.
All that money now.
Yeah, right. I went to go buy some chicken breasts the other day. They were out of chicken breasts.
Out of chicken breasts.
This is a major retailer, and I'm like, you're out of chicken breasts. And they're like, yeah, the supplier's, backed up. And yeah, there's all these food shortages. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I get that there's a supply chain situation going on, and that makes stuff of sense for particularly manufacturing goods that are coming from China and stuff. But chicken and eggs and milk?
Don't have people. I think they don't have the people to process it. I think it's a people.
Oh, to
so
work
you've got
at
a supply
the,
chain yeah. issue on the one hand, but you've got a people problem on the other, and there's nobody to work. And, as much as we...
But your side keeps telling me all these people are coming and taking everybody's jobs.
Yeah, and there is a role for immigration in this country, and we need immigration in this country. And if you just think about the history of America, the waves of people will come and they take the entry level jobs at the food processing plant. I mean, my own father worked at a packing house back in the day. That was his first job out of high school when he got out of the military.
Your dad's?
Yeah, he worked at a packing house. His job, he was a boner.
Oh.
So they'd have the cow carcasses coming down the line, they'd be on the hanging off the spikes or whatever.
De-rib them or whatever.
He'd take the backbone and whoosh, that was his job. And
that's like Upton Sinclair's The Jungle type stuff.
I mean, and he did that, for years. And then the government came in and closed down the packing house in downtown St. Louis. And he got a job at a warehouse.
Why'd the government close him down?
Well, it was not the
sanitary.
Best.
Sanitary. Okay.
And, that's what my dad did, when I was a little kid. That's what he did for a living. And then he was a warehouseman, eventually drove a forklift. And I remember when he retired. He retired when I was probably 30, something like that, 28, 29, 30. And they had a party for him. And, you think about parents who take their kids to work.
Right.
And I've done that. I've taken my, I never went to my dad's warehouse,
Right.
And so when he retired, they had a party for him. And they had pictures of him up all over the, driving his forklift. And apparently he would sing. As he would drive
awesome.
Through the warehouse, he would sing. And he was known for his singing and
cool.
I miss him. I miss Dad.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Well, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing.
I'll tell
you a quick story about my grandfather. So my dad's dad, he was a Teamster.
Yeah.
And when he first started in the business as a 17-year-old kid, he literally was driving a team of horses.
Wow.
And by the time he retired, he was driving 18-wheeler.
Wow.
In his lifetime. Think about that much change.
That's crazy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
My dad worked in a grocery store, too. He didn't have to debone the animals and
right.
stuff like he did.
The bones were already gone bones at were, that point. Yeah.
But he worked at, you may even remember these stores,
Bettendorf.
Wraps? Is there something called Bettendorf Wraps? Yeah, is that one name, maybe?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandpa worked at Tomboy. He was a meat cutter at a Tomboy. So,
right.
Yeah.
And then we have the emergence of Schnucks and Deerbergs and all the great local grocery stores.
And not to get too sappy here, but if you think about this country and your grandfather driving a team of horses and your father working in a grocery store, becoming a leader in the labor movement, becoming the head of the St. Louis Labor Council, you very successful.
Stop it.
The opportunities that this country offers are unique in world history, and I think we often take that for granted. And, you know, my own kids are enjoying opportunities that I never would have seen. You know, there's something very special about this place.
It's the idea of America. I mean, you in this world where there's so much going on, when you talk, I have a couple of immigrant folks who are now Americans now,
mm-hmm.
who help me clean my house occasionally.
Yeah.
And they're so proud. They're such good people. Their daughters are working at a bank now. He's so proud. He tells me about it all the time. And he always just says, this is the only place in the world this could happen.
Ronald Reagan once said, and it stuck with me all these many years, you know, you can move to France, but you'll never become a Frenchman. And you can move to Ireland, but you'll never become Irish. But you can move to America and you become an American.
Right.
And it is truly unique in that respect in all the history of the world. So that's how we end the show on this Monday night. March the 28th, 2022.
That's Foo Fighters in the background. Have a good night, everybody. Hancock Kelly leaving. You see you Friday morning, 8:30.
Thanks, PJ.
Yes.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
More cowbell.
Nice.
One of the greatest Saturday Night Live skits ever. They're playing this song, right? And Will Ferrell is standing there with the cowbell. And who is it? It's Christopher Walken. He comes in and he says, I need more cowbell. And everybody's annoyed at Will Ferrell.
Huh, this is a Blue Oyster Cult.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
You see the drummer for the Foo Fighters passed?
I did see that.
Taylor Hawkins.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about him, but apparently it was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Younger, right?
Right, young, 50 years old, was in the conversation as one of the greater drummers out
really?
There right now. Yeah.
Huh.
He interesting, right? Because Dave Grohl, who's the lead singer of the Foo Fighters, was the drummer for Nirvana.
I did not know that.
And then, of course, Kurt Cobain killed himself. And Dave Grohl went through this massive mourning period and then came and started the Foo Fighters, who, boy, they have a ton of music. You just don't realize how much. The fact that the other night at the hockey game, every song they played for except the Take Me Home Country Road song, which makes no sense to me why we played
that
in
song.
St. Louis.
John Denver sings that song.
Sweet Home, or what is it?
Take Me Home Country Roads.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
We're in St. Louis. West Virginia is 1,500 miles from here.
Yeah.
Well, why are we playing that song?
Mountain Mama.
Yeah, Take Me Home.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, he was the drummer there, and then, you know, now Dave Grohl's dealing with this again. And they just recently made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were inducted by?
I don't know.
Paul McCartney.
I know nothing about the Foo Fighters.
Foo. F-O-O.
Foo Fighters. I know nothing about them either.
No, they're excellent. You'd like them. Listen to this. Here's what happened to me.
Yeah?
This week, I had to fill up my gas tank.
Okay.
And rarely do I ever let the gas tank get all the way to the end.
I never do.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm at a place right now in my life where I don't have to drive that far. My life kind of is compacted between Forest Park and downtown. So I may go 2 weeks before I have to put gas into my tank. I know that sounds crazy because I used to do it like every other day.
Yeah.
But I paid $70 for a full tank of gas.
Yeah.
70.
So you were almost empty then.
Yeah, I think it took over 17, 18 gallons of gas.
What was the price?
I think it was $4.01 or something like that.
Is it that high?
Yeah.
You know, I'm
with you. You got to pay it no matter what it is.
I never look at the price. I mean, I could not tell you. I just filled up yesterday. I couldn't tell you how much it was.
Ditto. But I can't tell you because you got to pay it. It is what it is. But it's kind of like when you go to the grocery store, I don't really pay attention to what things cost.
No.
Because I'm single.
Had this conversation over the weekend. So my sister-in-law was in.
Uh-huh.
And she was in from Kansas City, and she was visiting. So her husband they were out of milk, and they went to get milk. And she said it was like four something a gallon.
Uh-huh.
And
sounds right to me.
I have no idea. So I had just bought a gallon of milk that day.
Uh-huh.
And she said, well, what'd you pay for it? I said, I have no idea. There was milk there, and I put it in the cart, and I was in with all the other stuff that I had.
I usually can tell when prices are out of whack when I get to checkout.
The checkout, yeah.
Yeah, and stuff usually, this should be about $60.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're selling you 100.
110.
Yeah, and you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it has gotten bad. Because I went on over the weekend, and we had family in, so I bought like a dozen hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
And dozen hamburgers, couple of, blah, blah, blahs, and some pickles.
Right.
And milk. It was like $110. I thought, wow.
What's going on,
What's
right?
the matter with this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So being by myself, I mean, it's not like, I don't spend that much money.
You're not
grocery
entertaining
stores.
A bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I went to go buy
That's
chicken
why you got
breasts.
All that money now.
Yeah, right. I went to go buy some chicken breasts the other day. They were out of chicken breasts.
Out of chicken breasts.
This is a major retailer, and I'm like, you're out of chicken breasts. And they're like, yeah, the supplier's, backed up. And yeah, there's all these food shortages. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I get that there's a supply chain situation going on, and that makes stuff of sense for particularly manufacturing goods that are coming from China and stuff, but chicken and eggs and milk?
I think they don't have the people to process it. I think it's a people.
Oh, to
so
work
got
at
a supply
the,
chain yeah. issue on the one hand, but you've got a people problem on the other, and there's nobody to work. And, as much as we...
But your side keeps telling me all these people are coming and taking everybody's jobs.
Yeah, and there is a role for immigration in this country, and we need immigration in this country. And if you just think about the history of America, the waves of people will come and they take the entry level jobs at the food processing plant. I mean, my own father worked at a packing house back in the day. That was his first job out of high school when he got out of the military.
Your dad's?
Yeah, he worked at a packing house. His job, he was a boner.
Oh.
So they'd have the cow carcasses coming down the line, they'd be on the hanging off the spikes or whatever,
de-rib them or whatever.
He'd take the backbone and whoosh, that was his job. And
that's like Upton Sinclair's The Jungle type stuff.
I mean, and he did that, for years. And then the government came in and closed down the packing house in downtown St. Louis. And he got a job at a warehouse.
Why'd the government close him down?
Well, it was not the
sanitary.
Best.
Sanitary.
And, but yeah, I mean, that's what my dad did, when I was a little kid. That's what he did for a living. And then he was a warehouseman, eventually drove a forklift. And I remember when he retired when I was probably 30, something like that, 28, 29, 30. And they had a party for him. And, you think about parents who take their kids to work.
Right.
And I've done that. I've taken my, I never went to my dad's warehouse,
Right.
And so when he retired, they had a party for him. And they had pictures of him up all over the, driving his forklift. And apparently he would sing. As he would drive
awesome.
Through the warehouse, he would sing. And he was known for his singing and
cool.
I miss him. I miss Dad.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Well, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing.
I'll tell
you a quick story about my grandfather. So my dad's dad, he was a Teamster.
Yeah.
And when he first started in the business as a 17-year-old kid, he literally was driving a team of horses.
Wow.
And by the time he retired, he was driving 18-wheeler.
Wow.
In his lifetime. Think about that much change.
That's crazy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
My dad worked in a grocery store, too. He didn't have to debone the animals and
right.
stuff like he did.
The bones were already gone bones at were that point. Yeah.
But he worked at, you may even remember these stores, Bettendorf. Wraps? Is there something called Bettendorf Wraps?
Yeah,
is that one name, maybe?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandpa worked at Tomboy. He was a meat cutter at a Tomboy. So,
right.
Yeah.
And then we have the emergence of Schnucks and Deerbergs and all the great local grocery stores.
And not to get too sappy here, but if you think about this country and your grandfather driving a team of horses and your father working in a grocery store, becoming a leader in the labor movement, becoming the head of the St. Louis Labor Council, you very successful.
Stop it.
The opportunities that this country offers are unique. in world history. And I think we often take that for granted. And, you know, my own kids are enjoying opportunities that I never would have seen. You know, there's something very special about this place.
It's the idea of America. I mean, you in this world where there's so much going on, when you talk, I have a couple of immigrant folks who are now Americans now,
mm-hmm.
who help me clean my house occasionally.
Yeah.
And they're so proud. They're such good people. Their daughters are working at a bank now. He's so proud. He tells me about it all the time. And he always just says, this is the only place in the world this could happen.
Ronald Reagan once said, and it stuck with me all these many years, you know, you can move to France, but you'll never become a Frenchman. And you can move to Ireland, but you'll never become Irish. But you can move to America and you become an American.
Right.
And it is truly unique in that respect in all the history of the world. So that's how we end the show on this Monday night. March the 28th, 2022.
That's Foo Fighters in the background. Have a good night, everybody. Hancock Kelly leaving. You see you Friday morning, 8:30.
Thanks, PJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.